Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for your word. Many ways it's a hard word to hear because we know how often we want the limelight. We know how often our pride gets in the way. That we have our own agendas. Oh Lord, help us to hear your word as the truth. To listen to it. To believe it. To follow it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Did you know that ash is a very valuable resource in the world? Wood ash is great for de-skunking pets. You rub the ash on them and it takes away the odor. It can also hide stains on paving stones. It enriches compost. It blocks garden pests like slugs and snails from eating our vegetables. It melts ice and allows us to get traction on ice. It's great for controlling pond algae if you so happen to have a pond. It'll plump up your tomatoes. If you have glass fireplace doors, it does a great job cleaning those, and of course you can make soap out of it, and you can shine silver with it. I always use toothpaste. I haven't tried the ash method yet. And the good news about all of that is it's not toxic. It's one of our great green resources. But you know, we throw it away so often. And we wonder, how can anything good be in that yucky stuff that's left when we burn logs in our fireplace? And when it gets on the rug, it's hard to get out. What is it, really? Well, the easiest way to think of ash is, it's the minerals that are left when everything else gets burned away. Minerals cannot be destroyed. They are what is left when all of the supporting things are burned off. They are building blocks, as it were, for much of our world, for all living things, because they are also important to life. Approximately 4% of our human bodies consist of minerals. Now, the biggest one we can think of is calcium, potassium, but there's a whole slew of them. There are some that require less than 100 milligrams a day. Those are kind of trace minerals. And then there are those that require...
Sorry.
That's okay. Calm down. There are those that require more, that we have to have more than 100 milligrams a day. Those are the major minerals. They're found in water and soil, and that's how we get them, because our bodies don't make them. We take them in from the outside. Now, okay, so our body is 4% of these things. What do they do? Do we need them? They provide structure in forming bones and teeth. They help maintain normal heart rhythm, muscle contractibility, neuroconductivity, and acid-base balance. They help regulate cellular metabolism by becoming part of the enzymes and the hormones that modulate cellular activity. There's a whole slew of things that these minerals do in our body, and the truth is, we can't live without them. We cannot live without these minerals. Now, why this lesson on minerals and ash? Because I think and I believe that the ashes that we use tonight, which are made from palm branches, also help to become the building blocks for our spiritual lives as well. both for ourselves and for others. In all of our readings tonight, the three that we've heard and in Psalm 51, which we'll be hearing in just a minute, we hear about living life with humility and repentance. When we recognize that our lives are the same as everyone else in God's eyes, when we recognize that we're not better than anyone else, whether it be us, the stranger on the street, the prisoner in prison, we're all the same in God's eyes. And when we recognize that, we begin to recognize also maybe that we need God's grace or mercy just as much as the next person. And when we do that, then our spirits and our lives become regulated properly. The repentance, the act that the ash represents, helps us to regain a correct relationship with God and with each other. And we gain strength for our life. Maybe there's another way we can think about this. During the building of the Golden Gate Bridge over San Francisco Bay, construction fell badly behind schedule because several workers had accidentally fallen from the scaffolding to their deaths in the bay. And each time that happened, they had to stop and see why it happened and go through all of this stuff. And the engineers and the administrators could not find a solution to these costly delays. Finally, someone had the simple idea of a gigantic net stretched out under the bridge to catch anyone who fell. Finally, in spite of an enormous cost, because there was a cost of building a net that big, the engineers opted for this. And after it was installed, the work was hardly interrupted from that time on. A worker or two fell, but they fell into the net and were saved. Ultimately, all the time that was lost to fear was regained by replacing fear with the faith in the net. Grace knows that we will slip off that scaffolding, the scaffolding of our lives, our spiritual lives, our emotional lives. But grace, or faith, also knows that the net of God's grace is there to catch us. But we have to recognize that we need that net. We have to understand. We have to understand that it's highly likely that we will slip up. And we have to recognize that, because if we don't, then we fear we don't need the net. We don't need the net of God's grace. And that's when we're in danger of really falling. The season of Lent, which we begin tonight, is not about beating ourselves up with spiritual and emotional chains. We've seen pictures, more contemporary, it's been parades of Muslim men going down the street. But Christians have also done it throughout the centuries, beating themselves with these chains as a way of reminding themselves that they are sinful, bearing the scars of their sin. That's not what Lent is about. It's not about beating ourselves up, but it's about reordering, a reordering of our relationship to God and a reordering of our relationship with the world. Recognizing that we need God. We need God's grace because we are human and we will fall. You know, if you take that last use of wood ash, I think it provides another illustration for us. Wood ash, you can be used to polish silver. With the ash of these ashes that we will use tonight, we can polish our lives in this process, in the journey of Lent, so that when people look at us, they don't see us and our needs and our agendas and our pride and all of that human stuff. But maybe they will see God. God in our face, God in our actions, God in our words. And that's what this season is all about. Ashes, repentance, truly are the stuff of life. Amen. Friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, which is Easter, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration, to renew our life in the Easter mystery. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes. This ancient sign speaks of the frailty, of the uncertainty of human life, and marks the penitence of this community. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent, by self-examination and penitence, by prayer, fasting, works of love, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God.